Good morning, everybody. This is Tevo D'Arcy coming to you from Crossbud Unity. Today we have a guest. We have a guest who's a writer, a special writer and author and friend, Pam Lowy. And Pam has taught writing at the Center for Active Living in Plymouth, Massachusetts. She served as editor for Telegraph 21, an online video magazine, and has been in a group for people who mentors, you know, back and forth, and is currently working on a science fiction novella. She lives with her husband Bill in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're going to talk today about writing and why we write and where we write, whatever she wants to talk about. You want to say something, Pam? What would you like to say?
Well, first, thank you for the opportunity to be part of your podcast. And let me begin by saying I think I write because I've always loved reading so much, and to me they're part of the same halves, like part of an apple.
Yes, yes.
And I think my love of reading really started when I was a kid reading comic books. And when I was about 10, my aunt bought me the book Tarzan and the Ant-Men by Edgar Rice Burroughs, and I fell in love with it. So I wrote sporadically most of my life, and everything ended up in notebooks and folders. I never tried to get anything published, but it was more something I did for myself. And I was busy earning money and taking care of three kids and my husband. And I didn't really start writing seriously until I turned 50, at which point I thought, if I don't do it now, it's probably not going to happen. So I joined a critique group, which was very helpful, and I could talk more about critique groups later.
Yeah, I like that. She's helping me become more accountable, turn accountable, and she's a great witness to me to be her. She's got some books she's written and published, and she's just got a lot of finished product, but also a calm demeanor, which I think is very reassuring and comforting. If you are sometimes we can be our own personal nightmare, too critical of ourselves. I love it that she's accomplished, too, and that her up in Plymouth, they published a little, the Plymouth Writers Group, or just share some of your interesting experiences. Or your accountability group is also very good practice for people to do.
In Plymouth, when I retired, I volunteered at the Plymouth Center for Adult Living, and I taught a writing class there for about 5 years, and I have to say it was a wonderful experience. I learned as much from the students as I taught them, and it was very rewarding. I think we all had the common goal, no matter whether we were beginning writers or experienced writers, of becoming better writers.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I think for me, that's always my goal. You know, I always think I can do better or try to do better. And it was wonderful because once you're in a group for a while, many of these people were in the group for a long time, you trust each other, and people really wrote their heart and souls in many of the pieces, and some were amazed that they had that in them, and could be because I'm a baby boomer, but it seemed that people of our generation did very well with grammar and putting words together. And I think it's one of the best experiences I had in my life. I've often, through my life, I've worked at jobs that, didn't make me particularly happy, but I needed to make the money. But this was really a labor of love for me. And it made me realize maybe I should have been an English teacher. That didn't happen.
I love the fact that she's very comforting and she is affirming, yet she's been through a lot of experiences and done practical, natural things with her writing. But I like the thought of sharing about having an accountability partner or group, because to me that has been a bit difficult because you put your soul out there, your life on the line, so to speak.
Right.
And I want to share what you found in that.
Right. I've been in critique groups for a long time, and for the past maybe 10 years I have. I live near Charlotte, North Carolina now, and my critique partner lives in Massachusetts, but we, for about 10 years, we've been talking either by phone or in person every 2 weeks, and we do pretty intensive critique. I write romantic suspense, and my friend named Debbie Graham Laird, who writes an incredible series of cozy mysteries.
Cozy mysteries.
New England. We've been working together for a long time, and we do pretty intense critique. We go line by line.
Wow.
And I think at first when you get critique, it's scary as a new writer. But if people have the same goal of helping each other become better writers,
yes,
it is so incredibly helpful. Because sometimes you're so close to your own writing and you put your heart and soul into it, and to receive critique that may not be the most positive,
yes,
can be shattering until you realize it can be very helpful if given in the right spirit. Often we're so close to our writing, we think what's in our head has gotten down on paper, and that is a challenge.
Yes, it is.
And having another set of eyes look through it and say, you know, I don't understand what you were trying to say there, or once I had a hero of a novel who I thought was wonderful, and my friend said, he doesn't seem like such a great guy, so I thought, ha, it's not coming across. We have different strengths. She's very good at descriptive writing, whereas I can write dialogue all day.
Oh, man.
So we help each other with those issues. So I feel very fortunate. And if you're a writer and you can find a good critique group, it is worth your weight in gold and often so much fun. I mean, laughter needs to be part of a critique,
yes,
group. So what was I about to say? If you find yourself in a critique group where you feel awful at the end of it, get out.
Good point.
That is not a helpful critique group. But I think you need to let yourself be somewhat vulnerable to realize, I was saying earlier, one piece of advice is not to fall in love with your writing.
And that's good. I wanted you to say that. We were talking about
right,
this earlier.
Right, we were talking about this earlier. And it's so easy to do. And when I started writing my first novel, I was in love with it. I thought, oh, this is great. And I sent it to an agent who sent me a very polite letter. Thank you, but I don't think we're interested. So I put it in a drawer, and then I looked at it several years later, and I thought, well, no wonder she wasn't interested. There are so many technical things wrong with it. I change point of views. I head hop, which means going from character to character and point of view. And I saw that there were problems with it. And I ended up rewriting it, and I'm trying to think which one that was. Yeah, I'm forgetting.
And so when you pick an editor, when you pick an accountability partner, what are you looking for? How do you proof them so you don't get injured or
Well, I think you need to, if you're in a critique group, you need to, you know, attend a few meetings and see how
point.
It feels. Get a sense of whether the people are all have good intentions. I hate to say that, but sometimes people leave with hurt feelings, and that shouldn't happen. That's a sign to look elsewhere. But I have to say, writing and helping other people write and edit their work has meant so much to me, and I feel so lucky to have been a part of it.
Well, share what you were saying earlier. We're going to cut soon. But tell me about the practice of just writing and writing and not being worried about how it turns out.
Right. Sometimes you get too self-critical. And I think it's a quote from Hemingway, and that 90% of what you write is crap. I'll say that politely, is crap. And that's okay, because the biggest part of writing, there are two rules about writing. Read all you can and get your rear in a chair and write. And it doesn't
Very
matter.
Good.
It
yeah.
doesn't matter if it's awful, because it, or if you think it's awful, because you've sat down, you've done it, you can look at it again, you can hone it, and in the end, it very likely will become something wonderful.
Amen.
But that's the advice, just sit yourself down and do it.
Yes, when I was in Virginia in the 90s, the man who wrote a song, the Christian writer from CCLA named, I can't remember, he wrote, "As the Deer Panted for the Water," one of those famous hymns back then. He said that he did the same thing with music, and I'm a musician, so he said just whatever he played in the morning, he recorded it, and whatever was good on it, he crafted into a song. So I would think musicians, writers, poets could go along that same line, like you said, because it's just getting uncorked, unstemmed, that you're not limited or fearful or whatever.
Right.
But also not ambitious. What's the difference? Let me finish with that. What is the difference between a good writer and one that's just doing it out of ambition or guilt or whatever?
I guess that is a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
You know, if you're strictly in it, you know, if it's some celebrity writing a tell-all or something, or a piece of like 50 Shades of Grey that I know many people love, but
I understand.
I think it's
in the heart quality.
It's in the heart. If you put your heart into it, and I have to say, you know, I am awful at marketing books. I haven't sold that many books, but it still brings me such joy writing.
That's it. There's a peace. There's a calm about it. And
there's something about it that gives me such satisfaction. It just turning a phrase the right way and making a character come alive. That really makes me happy, and I hope that the people who read my books enjoy them.
Yes. Well, back in high school, there was in the English class, there was a quote by a poem that says, "Beauty is its own excuse for being."
Yes.
So your artistic writing, your author, your creativity is coming alive, and that is putting it at least in the atmosphere, you know, of this world, the beauty of this world, the simplicity or whatever else against the dogma of this world. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
In closing,
if
people want to know about editing, what would be the best thing? Editing or if they want to get in touch with you, we can put your stuff on the, if they have a question, we could put your information on our podcast.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. There are a lot of books about writing. Elements of Style by Strunk and Wright. And Wright is one of the best books on writing
Say it
ever.
Again.
Elements of Style.
Elements of Style.
E.B. White, who wrote Charlotte's Web,
yes.
And William Strunk, I think. It was written a long time ago, but it is still, if you're looking for one book about writing and style, get that one, Elements of Style.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Pam Lowy, and we appreciate the writer, author, raconteur, and calm, peaceable, nice friend. Thanks for being here today.
And
God bless you.
Thank you for having me.
Right,
God bless you, too.